Let's go to that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, and it is Coach Gary Kubiak joining us, Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And Coach Kubiak, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us tonight. And we just got off the horn with Brock Osweiler, shared some great stories about Coach Knapp. Obviously, you know him well. Your thoughts now on the passing of Coach Greg Knapp?
Well, I mean, it's a tough day. You know, your prayers go out to his family. You know, his beautiful family that he has. Obviously, I spent a lot of time with Knapp. We worked together a great deal. I think the world of him. And I would just want everybody to know Knapper never had a bad day, man. He's the most positive guy ever been around, tremendous teacher, great with players, great friend, and he will be dearly missed. So it's a tough day.
Well, Coach Kuhl, before you join us, Cecil and I were talking about that relationship between coach and player. You know it well. You were able to make that transition from being a player to a coach, a very successful coach. Why is that relationship so important for both guys to foster, both the coach and the player?
Well, Nick, no, you're exactly right. I mean, that's your job as a coach, Nick. I mean, every guy's different that you deal with and teach and try to motivate and try to get the most out of. And, you know, it's not just one way to coach all players. I mean, you've got to be able to reach out to every player and in their way and the best way to get them to be successful in what they're doing. And that's the type of guy Greg was. I mean, Greg has coached some of the greatest older quarterbacks in the league, but yet he's mentored some of the great young ones that were coming up in the league. And, you know, that's your job as a teacher. That's your role. I mean, to find out how you reach each and every person, that's the most important thing.
Former Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak joining us, Nick and Cecil here on The Fan. And when we talked to Brock Osweiler just a little bit ago, Coach, he was saying how Greg Knapp, so positive, so upbeat, personality fills the room. Just give us more, some stories, if you can, about what it was like to be around such a positive influence and positive role model every day.
Well, I can tell you, you know, like as a head coach, you work for me in Houston, work for me in Denver. You know, anytime you're a head coach, you got a lot of things going on that position coaches don't know about. You know, I mean, they're dealing with their position, their player. So you may not be in the best mood each and every day, but when you come in a room and you've got a guy like Knapper on your staff, he finds a way to get you back in the right frame of mind each and every day. I know for me personally, I never had to worry about my quarterbacks being ready to play. I mean, the job he did with them, the way he prepared them. And yet he was strong with me for his players. And Nick would understand this. I mean, if I was trying to do something he didn't think his players could do, he'd say, Coop, you know, don't do that. You know, I mean, he stood up for his players, and that's what a good coach does. But I think everybody you're going to talk to is going to continue to tell you just how happy of a human being Greg Knapp was. I mean, he woke up every day with a smile on his face, loving life. Whether you were off to a 4-0 start or you were 1-3 and struggling and needed a big win to get going, Knapper was the guy that everybody went to for positive reinforcement that we can get this done type of guy. That's just the way he lived his life.
Well, Coach Kuhl, you know, over the past 11 days, it's been tough here in Broncos country because, you know, Greg Knapp, we just lost him today. And we also lost the great Alex Gibbs. And I had the pleasure of being around Alex Gibbs when he was here. He was a guy that loved football. He was big in the run game. But being on the offensive side of the ball with him every single day, what was that like for you being around a guy like Alex Gibbs?
Yeah, my history with Alex, Nick, is extensive. You know, Coach Shanahan made me an offensive coordinator, I think, at the age of 33, 34. I was pretty young, probably wasn't ready. But he saw something in me that it gave me a chance. But what he did was he threw me in a room with Alex Gibbs. Alex beat on me every day, Nick. I mean, tough love. You know, he taught me how to call games, how to protect his guys up front. You know, he would come to me on Friday and say, you know, you keep me in a left formation, Coop, or, you know, you keep the tight end on this side and I can block Derek Thomas. I got him. You know, I mean, he taught me how to call games for his players. And I guess the best way to describe Alex is I don't think anybody could be tougher on people, but yeah, love them more. And I think Nick could tell you guys the same thing. And yeah, it's ironic that we sit here and we lose two great coaches and great people that have big Bronco traditions in their background within such a short period of time. But it just kind of reminds you, you know, life is short. You got to enjoy it and, you know, appreciate the great people you get a chance to be around each and every day.
Well, Coach Cube, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. And I want to thank you, man to man, for just kind of being there in my life as I was trying to work from, you know, just being a special teams player, working to be a starter and learning how to be a man in this league. And you are a perfect example of that. So I definitely want to humbly thank you for just being that representation and showing me, you know, how to be a leader as a family man. So thank you for giving us some time here on the Nick and Cecil Show.
Well, Nick, I mean, that's the reason I'm on this phone, because I think the same of you. I mean, that's what the game's all about. That's what life's all about. You know, we all get opportunities to work with a lot of people and chase our dreams and those type of things. But, boy, you got to cherish the good people that you run across and people with the great value. So that's why I'm on the phone. I'd call you any day, buddy. I'm proud of you. Okay, you guys, thanks for having me. And tell everybody in Denver I said hello. How about that?
All right there.
That sounds good. Coach Kubiak right there, ladies and gentlemen. Always so kind.